What a joy it is. You know, we need to do one thing this weekend. Of course, come to church, most important thing, and then have a time of memorial as we remember those who gave their life in service to this country so that we may enjoy all the freedoms that we have. Memorial Day is a special, special day. And I wanted just to remind us a little bit about Memorial Day. And I hope and pray that you will take time to remember. You know, because memory is a tricky thing. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get Alzheimer's and can't remember all the time. So I don't have Alzheimer's. I only have Alzheimer's. But memory is a tricky thing, and there are some things that we should never forget. The attitude of Memorial Day is one of those. It's one of those days that we remember and think about the sacrifices that others have made in our behalf. Just a little note about Memorial Day that you may or may not know. Just after the Civil War, in a spring of 1886. The Civil War devastated the South. Most Southerners know that. A group of Southerners did something very extraordinary. They marched down the street of what was left of their town to a cemetery. They decorated the graves of all soldiers. All. You know what all means? It means all soldiers, Union as well as Confederate. The mothers and the daughters and the widows have buried their dead. Now they also are burying their hatred. The time for healing has come. It was the first Memorial Day. Have you ever wondered why Memorial Day is marked in May? Well, its state doesn't recall some of the historic battles or the start of some war or the signing of the armistice. So think about why May? A very practical reason. Because it's the time when flowers bloom. And flowers, what do they gather to decorate the graves? Those who remember when Memorial Day was called Decoration Day. And it's when the cemeteries were filled with people kneeling to plant a flower or place a garland or unfurl a flag and say a prayer. Some still do, but some people can no longer be bothered. It's a time away to go to the beach or to the backyard and cook. But I challenge all of us, and especially as we are biblically mandated to pass down our traditions and our heritage to our children, that maybe you just take time this Memorial Day and share with the younger generation why we celebrate this day. So, just a little tidbit. It's not really an announcement, but just more so a reminder. You can find, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it to your attention, you can go to the website. Phil has put a lot of information about Memorial Day on the website. It's history, it's teaching, not teachings, but a day that we remember. And there's just a lot of information there. So you click on the tab up on the top where it says all the stuff that's there. Click on Memorial Day. It'll take you to another site called Wikipedia. And you can find everything that you always wanted to know about the time of Memorial Day in the United States of America. Well, we also have another thing coming up soon that I wanted to remind you of. And that is annual conference. Annual conference is part of our tradition. We have church conferences. We have all the different conferences. But the Florida annual conference is in Lakeland this year. You can watch it online. It's from June the 8th through the 10th. And I encourage you to follow what's going on within our denomination. You know, we don't have the best denomination in the world, but we got a pretty good one that works, and we thank God for it. So we lift that up. Other than that, I don't have too many announcements. I did want to remind you that Judy is having treatment, stem cell treatment in Gaines, and University of Florida. So we're going to be going down there this upcoming week. And the most favorite preacher of Bethel United Methodist Church, Tina Crowder Oaks, will be preaching on June the 4th. I hope and pray you come and hear. She's a great lady. She loves God, and I know she's ministered to many of us over the years. So with that, the website, BethelUMCTLH.org. You can find a lot of wonderful information. Have a wonderful day. God loves you, and so do we.